All right, folks, settle in because we're diving into something super crucial today, mastering your time. Ever feel like you're constantly running behind, juggling a million things at once, and just barely scraping by? Yeah, me too. But the good news is, there are ways to reclaim control of our schedules and actually feel like we're getting stuff done. Today, we're tapping into the wisdom of Stoicism, not your grandpa's philosophy, I promise. We're going to find practical, actionable strategies that can help you manage your time more effectively, reduce stress, and make room for the things that truly matter. Sound good? Let's get started. First off, let's talk about understanding where our time actually goes. It's easy to say we're busy, but are we really being intentional with those precious minutes? We often fall into the trap of reacting to every email, every notification, every demand that pops up. Instead, try this. For a week, keep track of how you spend your time everything. You'll be amazed at where those hours actually go and maybe even identify some time-wasting activities that can be cut back. Now, let's talk about prioritization, the heart and soul of effective time management. Think of it like this. You wouldn't build a house without a solid foundation, right? Same goes for your day. Identify your top three priorities, those things that truly move the needle in your life, and focus on getting those done first. Everything else can wait. Don't get bogged down by the urgent versus important trap often, they're not even the same thing. Another key takeaway is learning to say no gracefully but firmly. You've got limited time and energy, so don't feel obligated to take on every request or commitment that comes your way. It's okay to decline politely and explain your priorities. Remember, saying yes to one thing often means saying no to another, a valuable trade-off worth considering. Speaking of saying no, let's talk about batching similar tasks together. Instead of jumping between emails, phone calls, and projects all day long, try grouping them into dedicated blocks of time. For example, dedicate 90 minutes in the morning to focused email replies, then another hour later for creative brainstorming sessions. This helps you stay in the zone, reduces mental clutter, and boosts your overall efficiency. Finally, don't forget to schedule in time for yourself seriously. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and grind, but regular breaks are essential for recharging, maintaining focus, and avoiding burnout. Whether it's a 50-minute walk, reading a chapter of a book, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in silence, make time for activities that nourish your mind and soul. Imagine this. You're about to start your workday. You've got that mountain of emails staring you down, deadlines looming, and the temptation to jump into every urgent request that pops up. But wait. You remember our Stoic time management tips from today's episode. First, you take a few deep breaths, prioritize your top three goals for the day, and craft a clear plan. Then, instead of getting sucked into a whirlwind of emails, you dedicate focus blocks of time to specific tasks, tackling each one with laser-like concentration. Throughout the day, you schedule short breaks to recharge, ensuring you stay energized and engaged. By following these simple yet powerful strategies, you've not only conquered your to-do list, but also felt calm, collected, and in control throughout the day. So there you have it, folks, 5 key takeaways to help you manage your time more effectively, reduce stress, and create a life filled with intention and purpose. Remember, effective time management isn't about cramming more into your day, it's about making conscious choices, prioritizing what truly matters, and creating space for the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. Now go out there and rock your week. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some time management wisdom and let me know in the comments what your biggest takeaway was. I can't wait to hear from you. Keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.